We just finished off a whole lot of the Kairos. The Tashbisu goes back to Erev Yom Tov. Rashi and Avdal and Aleph, when he summarizes, brings two Makaris from Ach and from Lezishchat. Behind the scenes over here, there's a huge Maisa. Behind the scenes over here, there's a huge Maisa, one of the central Inyanim of the Mesechta, which ties together, it takes everything we spoke about the last few weeks about this sugya to a completely different level. And I want to explain it by Chava. It's one of the big machlekes we shine in the Mesechta. And it's after we finish the whole blot here. Vazbir Azvar. In the beginning of the sugya, on the Abdallah of the days, the Gemara said a Lashon, okay? And we're going to take everything, like I said, to a completely different level. Big Yisoides in the Mesechta, which are, again, like I said, behind the scenes here. On the Talmud Beis, all the way in the beginning of the Sugya, when the Gemara began this whole journey of how do we know that Tashbisu is half a day, the Gemara said a Lashon. The Kuli Alma Chometz Vishesh also Ma'ala also. Everybody agrees that Chometz is also. Minola. Okay, we'll stop slowly. The Gemara said that everybody agrees that Chometz is also from the time of 6 hours and on. I want to go very slowly here. And I want to still affect the problem in two different Eifanim. Listen carefully. It's very clear. It's very important. Rabbeinu David and the Maram Chalava that I printed out for you today, both of them, they bring down a Gersa of Rashi in a Ksav Yad. They bring down a Gersa of a Rashi in Ksav Yad. It's a Rashi that we don't have. They bring down a Gersa of Rashi in Ksav Yad that said the following, a very strange thing. But by the way, it's a Ksav Yad. They bring down on the bottom of Rebbeinu David that there's a manuscript like this that Rashi said. It's interesting. Ram Chalava quoted the same Rashi. You have two Rishonim who had a different Rashi than us. I'm going to explain that the problem that I'm going to talk about today is not just based on this Ksav Yad, but I'll start with the extremism of the Ksav Yad. They wrote a Gersa in Rashi that said that the entire Gemara that we just learned, the whole lot, that was looking for a marker that is an Isser from the Shosh Yisus, is only according to Reb Shimon, but according to Reb Yehuda, it's Pashat as Shosh Yisus. I want to stop and explain what that means. I asked you to see today the Gemara on the Chochesim at Aleph. The Gemara on Chochesim at Aleph on the bottom brings down one of the Ikar Machlekes in the Mesechta. It's a Machlekes that we mentioned in the past. We haven't spoken about it properly, so now's the time to speak about it. Everybody knows that if you eat Chometz on Pesach, you chayav Koros. Rabbi Yehuda learns out on the Chochesim at Aleph, on top of Chochesim at Beis, that there's a lav to eat chametz even before Pesach and after Pesach. The Gemara brings psukim. The psukim are not important now. The Gemara on the Chochesim Beis brings three psukim: one for before Pesach, one for after Pesach, and during Pesach it's v'nichras yigir koros. But Rabbi Yehuda is mechadish on the Chochesim at Aleph on the bottom of the Braiso that if a person eats chametz on erev Pesach, there's a lav. Okay, there's a lav in the Torah. The reason why it's from Chatzos is because it's from the time of the Korban Pesach. The Gemara learns it out over there. But that's not the Ptalmi. Reb Shimon argues. Reb Shimon says there's no law of Erev Pesach. No law of Erev Pesach. On Pesach, the Koris, it says V'nichris, that's a Pesach. But on Erev Pesach, there's no law. You're allowed to eat chametz slowly. This is, by the way, one of the most important machlekes Tanoim Mesechta. It doesn't appear in a Mishnah, it appears in a Braisa. The Fuchesim at Alf on the bottom. Rabbi Yehuda holds there's a lav in the Torah, and now that there's three psukim pasuk. One pasuk says don't eat, one pasuk says don't eat, one pasuk says don't eat. One's for before Pesach, one's for after Pesach, one's for during Pesach. Just during Pesach it's a chorus, and before Pesach it's only a lav. You get malchus. Rabbi Shimon argues. Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of this. He knows there's no lav. Says the Ksav Yad of Rashi. There's a Ksav Yad of Rashi. There was a Maram Chava bought a Rashi. Rabbi David bought a Rashi that said the following. That the Gemara began the search for how do I know that Tashbisu was Erev Yom Tov? The huge chiddush, we just finished a whole lot. We moved Tashbisu from Yom Rishon for Erev Yom Tov to Erev Yom Tov. One of the outstanding ideas of this Mesechta. This whole search is not according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that there's an Isser Lav of eating Chometz Erev Pesach, it's Fashtemet of Tashbisu is Erev Pesach. Fashtemet of Tashbisu is Erev Pesach. I know that. The entire search to move Tashbisu to Erev Pesach was according to Reb Shimon, who holds the Daf Ches, that there's no issue to eat on Erev Pesach. If there's no issue to eat on Erev Pesach, so then we need a whole blot. That's Ksav Yad of Rashi. The Ksav Yad of Rashi said that the entire search, the entire journey, was dependent on the Machlekes of Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that there's an Isra Achila on Erev Pesach, I don't need to bring the Kairos. I don't need anything. I know this Achila with done. According to Rabbi Shimon, who holds there's no Isra Achila on Erev Yotav, I need this whole Pachkarai. How do I know? So, that was the Ksav Yad of Rashi. It's not the Rashi by us. But I'll show you soon that there's a shtickle marker in Rashi to this. So that was the Ksav Yad of Rashi. In fact, all the Rishonim on this Ksav Yad. Obvious question. Although the discussion of the last blot that we discussed was a discussion about Tashbisu, correct? You have to get rid of Chametz or not? What's that to do with Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? Let's say Rabbi Yehuda holds as an issue to eat Chametz or Pesach. We're not allowed to eat Chametz, it's treif. Who says you have to get rid of it? Who says this issue Shia? You tell me what do you mean? I tell you what do you mean? Chazer, you're not allowed to eat, but there's no issue Shia. Chel, you're not allowed to eat, but there's no issue Shia. Pasuk Chol, you're not allowed to eat, but there's no issue Shia. Trey finality, but there's always a shear. Is how could the Ksav Yad of Rashi say that the entire blot that we just learned, which began a search of how do I know Tashbisu begins Erev Yantiv, is not according to Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a lava of Achil before Yantiv. So, my Nishmita Tassina, as I fact, I'm a lava, as I fact, I'm a dobin, but what's just a couple, what's with the other? How could it be such a Ksav Yad in Rashi who says such a thing? How could it be a Rashi? It was a Rashi who said that according to Yehuda holds as an Isra Achil on Erev Yantav, there's a lot of Pasuk, there's not out of a Pasuk. So I don't need the whole blood, I don't need to know Tashbisu. Let me have my Nishmi Tatasina, just because there's an Isra Achil, I know there's an Isra Achil. That's Kasha number one that I want to present. This Kasha, the Rishonim ask, Rabbeinu David, when he brings down this Ksav Yad, he says, it doesn't make sense. Just because you know the Isra Achil, it doesn't mean there's Isra Shia. This Kasha Ram Chalav asks. But that's Kasha number one on the Ksav Yad of Rashi. But without the Ksav Yad of Rashi, I still have a very serious issue. And Dalam at Aleph, and here I'm going to get to the heart of the whole blot here. And Dalam at Aleph, I don't have a Ksav Yad. I have a Mefurash Rashi. What did Rashi say on Dalam at Aleph? Rashi Dalam at Aleph, by the way, was speaking about when should you do Bedikas Chametz? Sixth hour. Rashi said in Dalam at Aleph that everybody agrees, right? I ask you to see the Rashi. What did Rashi say on Dalam at Aleph? Rashi, everybody agrees that the Issa Chometz starts when? At 12 o'clock. And which of the Issa Chometz that starts at 12 o'clock, Rashi said? Did you notice the Rashi in Dalam at Aleph? A, the Issa what? Valiro. And what? And Issa Achila. And Rashi says, how do I know the Issa Achila from? From either like Sisha Chometz Dam Zivki, or from where? Or from Achalak. Now you'll have to raise your antennas in such a Rashi. Everybody agrees there's an Issa Achila? From 12 o'clock and on? What do you mean? It's machlekes later on. Rav Shimon Rav Yehuda. Rav Shimon, it's machlekes. It's machlekes tanoim. And Rav Chachas Amdal, it's machlekes tanoim. Rav Yehuda says, it's rachila from 12 o'clock and on. Rav Shimon argues. Rav Shimon says, it's rachila. How could Rashi say on Rav Chachal of Adalav that everybody agrees that from 12 o'clock and on you're not allowed to eat chametz? Rashi says, it's by Yerah. It's by Yerah. I understand. It's connected to Tashbisu. How do you say it's rachila? State in Rashi. Whether the Ksav Yad, I want to point out that what the Ksav Yad said was one extremism and the Rashi and Dalam said something else. I want to point out. The Ksav Yad said a Zach, which is astounding. You know what the Ksav Yad says? That according to Rabbi Yehuda holds this Issa Achila, I don't need a Pasuk for Tashbisu, I know this Tashbisu Erev Yontav. I know that Yom Rishon Erev Yontav. That's a Zach which is hard to believe. What does Achila have to do with Tashbisu? But the Rashi and Dalam and Alf says the other way around. That everybody agrees there's an Issa Achila on 12 o'clock. How do you know this Issa Achila 12 o'clock, by the way? Says Rashi. How do you know? It says, Achim Yom Rishon Tashbisu. Here I'm going to ask a reverse kasha. Just because there's an Issa Tashbisu who says there's an Issa Achila. Just because there's an Issa Tashbisu who says there's an Issa Achila. Rashi and Dalman Aleph says that from 12 o'clock and on begins the Issa Achila and begins the Bayra. And then the Gemara invests in an entire blot which brings a marker for Tashbisu. It doesn't bring a marker for Achila. How do you know Issa Achila from 12 o'clock and on? Shimon argues. Shimon says, "This no." Says Rashi, "The Kuliyama." How do you know? Because of the blot that's coming up, right? But the blot that's coming up didn't speak once about Achila. The blot that's coming up spoke about what? Spoke about Tashbisu. That's the double riddle that I came to present today. The double riddle that I came to present today is that I have a double problem. I'm going to say the second problem first because I'm going to deal with the second problem first. I have a Rashi on the Dalet Amud Aleph that says at 12 o'clock. I'm asking Kasha very bluntly. I'm changing now the order of the questions. I have a Rashi on Dalet Amud Aleph that said that at 12 o'clock begins the Isra Achila and Isra Bayro L'chuli Alma. Frank HaKasha, how do you know? Rabbi Yehuda says there's a lot. He brings a Pasuk. Hazab Shemino. What are you going to tell me? By the way, I want to point out something. And Rashi says, how do I know this Isra Achila from 12 o'clock and on? Because of Achalak and Lishishkat. Agav. That's not going with the Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds a lava in Erev Pesach. So who's he going with? Rabbi Shimon. See, I'm going to ask question number one, which I asked a lot of this too. Question number one is, how could Rashi say on Dalet Amud Aleph that there's an Isra Achila from 12 o'clock and on because of the Pasuk of Tashbisu? Where in the Pasuk of Tashbisu is the Araya to the din of Isra Achila? Ladov or Pala Mamash? One second. Remains of Shimon, I have to change. Okay? I wrote on the Mamar Kremis. He's about to Rabbi Yehuda. What's up with him? I just decided to ask him. What's the difference? Because he says a kuliyama. He says let everybody. He doesn't bring the mucker of. So where do you learn achila from? He brings losishchad and he brings achalak. What's the difference? Why does it change the kasha? I'm asking. Rashi says that the mucker that is an isra achila is from losishchad and from achalak. For the kasha, those pesukim are talking about tashbisu. They're not talking about achila. I'm asking a kasha on Rashi. How does Rashi says this? I don't know what you want. I don't know what you want either. He says in Rashi, what's the problem? Rashi says an astounding thought, but there's an Isser Achila from 12 o'clock and on because it says Tashmisu. How do you know that? Where does Tashmisu? Or Gilo and Achila? I don't see you. That's a kasha. Very simple. Not so complicated. So I have two kashas. One kasha is, how could Rashi say on the Avdalah Amar Aleph that there's an Isser Achila from 12 o'clock and on, and we learn it out of Tashmisu, we learn it out of Achalak? Where in Achalak is the Araya Tachila? Tashmisu is Tashmisu. The entire block that we had over here was what it called? And my second kasha is on the Ksav Yad. The Ksav Yad said even a more astounding thing, that according to Rabbi, I mean, it's two sides, on chaps. One side is Ava Rashi and Dalam and Aleph. One side is Ava Rashi and Dalam and Aleph, who says that if I know there's an Isra Tashbisu, I know there's Isra Achila. And then I have, one second. One side is Ava Shverkait, that what? That Rashi says that if I have an Isra Tashbisu, I know there's an Isra Achila. That's the Rashi and Dalam. I have a Rashi Fakert in the Ksav Yad who says, and if I know there's an Isra Achila, I know there's an Isra Tashbisu. It's two sides of the coin. One's the Ksav Yad, one's our Rashi. Our Rashi says a Dalam and Alf, an astounding thing, that I know there's an Isra Achila from 12 o'clock because I know there's a Tashbisu from 12 o'clock. What does Tashbisu have to do with Achila? And Fakert. I have a Ksav Yad that says that if I know there's an Isra Achila, let Rabbi Yehuda, I don't need to bring a Pasuk on Tashbisu. I know that. But Dov Pella on both sides of their coin. The story is like this. In order to explain this Zach, so I'm going to start now with question one, which is Rashi and Dalet. Rashi says that everybody agrees there's an Isra Achila from 12 o'clock and on. Why? Because there's Tashbisu from 12 o'clock and on. The big question is, where do you know from Tashbisu that is what it called? Bushtet. Where do you know from Tashbisu that there's Isra Achila? The story is like this. There's a famous machlekes. It's one of the famous machlekes we show in the Masechta. We'll start like this, and I'll give an introduction, then I'll come back to Rashi. I'm going to say you trade over here. I already said an introduction. This machlekes of Shimon Rabbi Yehuda, it's one of the Ikka machlekes Tanaim. Is there an Isra Achila Erev Yontov? Rabbi Yehuda says in the Chokhes Amar Aleph, there's an Isra Achila Erev Yontov. He learns it out of a pasuk. Now, you get Malkus. Rabbi Shimon says no Isra Achila. Broke out a huge machlekes, Rishayim. It's one of the famous machlekes in the Masechta, between the Balamor that I printed out for you today and the Ramban that I printed out for you today. The Balamor says on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, why he said on Daf Zayin we'll get to, but it's negated now. The Balamor says on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, the Reb Shimon who holds there's no Isra Achila on Erev Yontif. You're allowed to eat it Erev Yontif. How can you eat it Erev Yontif? It's a Tashbisu. Says the Balamor, what better Tashbisu could be than eating it? You're getting rid of it. So, Friday afternoon at 12 o'clock, you're allowed to eat it. And if you eat it later, you become it. There's no Isra Achila. So the guy finds himself at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, Pesach in the afternoon, and he didn't do Tashbisu yet. So he goes in and he eats it. What better Rosh Pasuk could be than eating it? It's better than the Farva Zoro of the Yom. It disappeared. It's gone. Says the Balamor, the Gemara says that according to Reb Shimon, you're allowed to eat it. Either it's Tashbisu. Says the Balamor, Tashbisu clashes with Achila. You'll eat it. Fakir, it doesn't Tashbisu. That's the best Tashbisu that could be. So the Balamor is a radical pshat that says, by the way, it's radical in his lumdus, But it's the Pasuk Shah in the Gemara. The Gemara says the Chachesu Mebeis, the light Rav Shimon, there's no Yisra Achila Rav Yontif. Yisra Achila starts on Yontif, and there's Karis. On Rav Yontif, there's no Yisra Achila. So says the Balmar, Kishmoy Kainu, you're allowed to eat it. Ay Tashbisu, what's a nicer Tashbisu than eating it? There are two G'dayle Rishayin who argue and say the light Rav Shimon, you're not allowed to eat it Rav Yontif. One is Taisus, and the Chachesu Mebeis at ASPDC, and one is the Ramban. But Rabbi Seinu taught us, it's recorded in the yeshivas, that they argue on the Balamor for two different reasons. Taisus says that the Lashon of Tashbisu, which says get rid of it, is mashma, that the Mais Hashbasa shouldn't be done in a way that you're eating it. It's mashma shalika derech achila. The Torah says Tashbisu, the Torah says eradicate it. Not in an oifen, you're getting anah. The exact Lashon of Taisus is on the Fokasim Beis. That's chisaron in the mice of Tashbisu. It's a chisaron in the doing of the Tashbisu. The Lashon of Tosfos is over there. The Professor Mebeis, Alamda Shal Tosfos, is that Tosfos takes on that the Lashon of Tosfos over there is, I asked you to see this morning, is as follows. Venir de nafkele be Tashbisu, the mashma Tashbisu shalei kedera chano, the hainu achila, aval asik betachas hashila motor. Tashbisu is mashwa, not the regular way you get hano out of something. Tashbisu means get rid of it, don't utilize it in the regular way. The regular way you use something is to eat it, that's the regular usage. Tashbisu means don't utilize it in the regular way. Says Taisus, the Mibalt is a chiyav hashbasa, so nachanami, according to Rav Shimon, there's no lav of eating chametz. That's Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rav Shimon, there's no lav of eating chametz. Just as a mitzvah of Tashbisu. And the way you do Tashbisu is shalik at derech achila, not the usual way. As I say in Taisu, as according to Taisu, it's chisor and the mice of Tashbisu. The word Tashbisu means eradicated, not in, when you're eating it, you're not eradicating it, you're using it. You're being nana from it. As I say in Taisu. The Ramban in Mohammed that I quoted for you on the sheet today, he says a different reason why the Balmor is wrong. He says, you know why, so one second, so why according to Taisu, like Rav Shimon, you can't eat it at Erev Yontif? Because Erev Yontif is a mitzvah of Tashbisu. And when you eat it, you're not doing Tashbisu. Oh, sorry? You're about to listen? Yeah, so you're not allowed to eat it because you're about to listen, correct? The Rabban that I quoted for you today, he says a different shot. The Rabban says, I'm worried the Kalam the Shavuot. He says, you know why it's also about Achila going to Rav Shimon? One second. I'm happy you're into this. Okay, yeah. You're disturbing me. The Rabban in the Mohammeds argues, and he says a different shot. You see the Lashon of the Ramban? The Ramban says, it's not mistaver that the Torah said, get rid of something that's mutar be'achila. It's halam de Ramban. The Ramban's not saying like Tosfos that the reason why it has to be also be'achila is because the Maisa Hashbasa has to be done in a way of shalei kederach usage. The Ramban says it's halam de Sharaya. Does it make sense that the Torah said to do Tashbisu to something which is mutar be'achila? We can design. There's achstacha mutar be'achila de kazach. If it's mutar be'achila, it's the haraya, then it can't be Tashbisu. As they state in the Ramban. Machlekes between the Tosfos and the Ramban, why the Balmor is wrong. I want to repeat. The Balmor says that if Rav Shimon says it's mutar be'achila, it's mutar be'achila. I have the mitzvah say Tashbisu. What does Tashbisu have to do with achila? You do Tashbisu, eat it, vakasha. And Tosfos and the Ramban both speak out that according to Rav Shimon, you can't eat it Erev Yontif. Why can't you eat Erev Yontif? Alav, it's not. I stress, alav, it's not. It's not alav. But according to Taisus, you can't eat it because it's not a Mais Hashbasa. A Mais Hashbasa requires Shalei Kederech Hanasa. And the Ramban says, you're not allowed to eat it because we have a Raya that it's also. It's not a Lav, by the way. It's not a Lav. It's not a Lav. We have a Raya that it's also Bachila, because if it wouldn't be also Bachila, the Torah wouldn't say get rid of it. I once heard for a Basher, he tied it, a Dover Poshet, that both the Taisus and the Ramban is a Raya to the famous Hakir of the Pnei Yeshua, what is Tashbisu? I repeat. I once heard from Rav Asher that he said that both the Taisus and the Ramban are a raya to the famous Hakir, the Pnei Yeshua, that we spoke about last week. What is Tashbisu? We said a Hakir last week that the Pnei Yeshua cleared, Rav Chaim cleared al derech zeh. Is the mitzvah of Tashbisu to destroy the chametz? Well, the mitzvah of Tashbisu is to get it out of the bayomus rishos. The famous Hakir, the Pnei Yeshua. What is the mitzvah of Tashbisu? The mitzvah is to destroy the chametz, that the chametz shouldn't exist. Well, the mitzvah is that the Bible should get it out of his rishos. Rav Chaim Kamat clear the same chakira. What is the mitzvah of Tashbisu? A fundamental chakira in the mitzvah. Is the mitzvah a din in the chefza to get rid of it? Or the mitzvah is a din in the Bible that he shouldn't have chametz, and the Tashbisu is a hechatim, so that he shouldn't have the chametz. I once heard from Rav Asher that he tainted, both the Tosfos and the Ramban are rayas to this chakira. Why? Let's see. What did the Ramban say? It can't be you do tashbisu if it's mutar be'achilo. What's the raya? What's the raya? If it's a din dechef, so they have to get rid of it. So it's not mistavra that the Torah said get rid of something that's mutar be'achilo. It's niflamoid. If tashbisu is a din dechef, so they have to get rid of it. So it's ravana tifa svara. How could the Torah say get rid of something which you're allowed to eat? Makes sense? You're allowed to eat it, and the Torah says get rid of it. There's something wrong with the chefza. It's not a chefza shel isur. Said Rav Asher, but if the Yisrael of Tashbisu is not a din in the chefza, it's just a din that the gaver has to get rid of it, what's the right that the object is also? What's the right the object is also? The object is a kosher azach. That's what the Torah Kadesh said. The Baal has to get rid of it. He shall be over by Rabbi Matzah. That's one raya. And the raya according to Tosis also, Rav Asher said the same thing. What Tosis say? That you can't eat it because it's the stira tahi doing Tashbisu. The Torah says, if it's only a hecha timsin that the Baal shouldn't have it, what do I care how you get rid of it? What did Taisa say? When you're eating it, you're not doing a hashbosa to gazach, right? You have to get rid of it, not use it. When you're eating it, you're using it. Said Rav Asher, if the whole tashbisa is just a hecha timsin for you not to have it, what do you care how the guy got rid of it? He got rid of it like this, he got rid of it like that. This is a way of doing tashbisa. As long as he did the hecha timsin of not having it in his rishos, the guy's yates already. Again, take shalom Yisrael. Mela, both the Tosis and the Rabban, we have a remarkable idea over here. We have two G'dayli Rishonim, Tosis and the Rabban, who said that even according to Reb Shimon, who explicitly says in the Daf Chesam and Beis that there's no lav on eating chametz before Pesach, there's no lav, but Isser there is, either because it's shteres tashbisu, or it doesn't shteres tashbisu, but tashbisu is a raya, that there has to be a chefza shel Isser. If it's a chefza shel mutter, there can't be tashbisu on it. Reb Asher taina that both of them is a raya, that the din of tashbisu is din in the chefza, that the chefza needs to be gotten rid of. Then A, Tosfos says, there's a halach of how to do tashbisu, how to get rid of it, has to be gotten rid of, not eaten. And B, there's a raya from the Ramban and Machamis, that the zach has to be a zach, which is a chefza shel Isser. If it's not a chefza shel Isser, then there's no reason why the Torah should say the zach should be gotten rid of. Sorry,
even if it's on you, this is saying part
of my. I know that, that alone is the lumbus. The lumbus is, you're right, it's not called tashbis. I agree with you. But the zach is, why should the Torah be machmir and how to go about doing it if it's just a hechatimse that shouldn't be my rishos? Bishlam, if it's a din that the chefs has to be gotten rid of. So I can hear they're eating something, it's not called getting rid of it, that's called using it. About people that it's just a hechatimtsa in order that it shouldn't be by me, why should the Torah be machbid and how it was gotten rid of? Dos alein is the word. I've had that derives from the lashon of tashbisu. That's almost the kasha. Why should the Torah be machbid and how you got rid of it? What's the difference? If the end result is just a hechatimtsa and the end result is that it's not by me. Hayotimit vareinu. One second. Hayotimit vareinu. You didn't hold of any of this. Period. Don't know. You'll tell me what else we get. Yishar v'bachas. What's the difference? I'm going to be there or not. I give you the bracha that I give to everybody. There should be one person there at least who will understand what you're talking about. They should know what chefza and gavra is, okay? At least one. What do you say? There's nobody in the whole America that knows what you're talking about. There's nobody that you know who knows what chefza and gavra is? Say this, that's another winter here, yeah? Expand your friendships. Akapanim. That's pathetic. Is nobody in Waterbury knows Chefza Gavris? A. And B. It doesn't have to be the Kala has to come from Waterbury. She can come from the five towns. They know Chefza. They know what Chefzas are. You know what Chefzas are. Gavris is a shortage. It's short. I didn't say it's a compliment. It's not a compliment. There's no Gavris there. Yeah? When I was in America this week, so Rosh Hashiva told me that he was talking to one of the biggest Rosh Hashivas in America, and he said that the entire, we're turning out in the Yeshiva's Chefstas, not Gavras. You hear together? You understand the difference? You can speak. Yeah, as long as you understood what he's saying. Listen carefully. You'd say, why is Baal Mor argue? Yesh Laim B'Zeh. We're looking over here as one of the famous Machlokes Rishonim in the Masechta. According to Reb Shimon, who holds that there's no lav erev Pesach, are you allowed to eat chametz? Amor says, yeah, vakasha, eat it. And the Ramban and Tezot, you can't eat it for two different reasons. Tezot says you can't eat it because he's on the Maisa Hashbosa. And the Ramban says you can't eat it because we know that it's also, because if it wouldn't be also, the Torah wouldn't say get rid of it. Now we talk about Rashi. Nevziana, I have a Rashi in Daf Aleph who says that it's also tea from 6 hours and on. Now we start. a big idea. We'll start off. Have a Rashi and Dalva. We'll start from the easy and then we'll get to the hard. Have a Rashi and Dalva and Alf who says, you're not allowed to eat it for 6 hours and on. Where does he learn it out of? From Loisishchat and Tashbisa, right? Which pshat did he mean? He meant Toisus or he meant the Ramban? Or neither? I have a Rashi. I have a big idea, by the way. Rashi and Dalva and Alf argues the Balmar. Rashi and Dalman Aleph says, you're not allowed to eat chametz erev Pesach. Now, he's not going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda brings the pasuk of Lo Yisrichal. He says, you're allowed to eat chametz, you're not allowed to eat chametz erev Pesach because of Lo Yisrichal and Ach B'Yom Rishon. So first, I have a big idea. Rashi says that our Gemara expanded to the Issur Achila. That's like who? It's not like the Rabbi Balmar, correct? I'm saying trying to Rashi. Rashi says that our blot that we just finished, which taught us an entire blot of Tashbisu, expanded to where? All the way to Achila. How? He didn't mean Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda is the love, it's Lysaichal. He meant what? That Tashbisu is a reflection. Now, could he mean the Pshat of Tosis, was I going to say? No. He can't mean Tosis. How do I know that? Because Rashi brings two Mekaris. One is Tashbisu. What's his second Mekar? Lysishchat. And we learned already from the Achorinim that Rashi is Lysishchat, not a reflection on Tashbisu. Lysishchat is what? We learned last week. The week before. What did we learn from Lysishchat? Lysishchat's a new drasha. You're not allowed to chametz, right? We brought down a ramach, right? That's why Rashi brings it from two different drushas. Le'sishchat and Ach B'Yom Rishon. So he said le'sishchat's a freestanding drusha. So we're in the drusha, le'sishchat chametz tam zivchi, does it say you're not allowed to eat? Tashbisu Taisa says you can't eat, because the lashon of Tashbisu is mashmeh eradication. But we're in le'sishchat chametz tam zivchi, they say you're not allowed to eat. It's a freestanding drusha. It says you're not allowed to eat. So chametz is also, it says you're not allowed to eat it. So what do you get on me? You're not to write it to the Ramban. That the Torah never asked for something that you're allowed to eat. Is that what Rashi meant? I'm just curious. Is that what Rashi meant? Have a Rashi on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph who says you're not allowed to eat chametz from 6 hours and on because it says Lysishchat. Frege Chakasha, we're in Lysishchat, they'll say anything about eating. Where's the episode of eating? Do you want to bring me Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda means a pasuk, it's a lav, Lysichal. Rashi doesn't bring it. Rashi says you're not allowed to eat because we're listening to anything about eating. Maybe not allowed to have chametz around? Where's anybody? So what are you going to tell me? He meant the Ramban. From the fact that the Torah asked having chametz around, Rashi says you're not allowed to eat it because the Torah didn't ask for having chametz around on the zakat mutar to eat. Is that Rashi meant? That's Rashi meant to say. Rashi in those two words when he said because either from Tashbisu or from Lysishchat, he meant to say the Ramban. That from the fact that the Torah asked Lysishchat, it's a raya that it's a dover also because the Torah wouldn't ask to have chametz around if we mutar to eat, and that's how we know it's eating. Maybe, but ikrachosam asif. Rashi doesn't say anything. What dover pella? So I'm asking, I'm saying as follows, I'm summarizing. I have a Rashi and Dalam and Aleph who dropped a bomb. He said that our Gemara is not just Tashbisu, our entire blood going on Achila. He didn't mean Rabbi Yehuda, that's for sure. Rabbi Yehuda brings a pasuk of Leisechel. He means Rabbi Shimon. So the question is, what did Rashi mean? Where do I know from Tashbisu to eating? So I have a Tosfos. He didn't mean Tosfos because he brings Leisechel. I have a Ramban. Maybe he meant the Ramban. He meant the very Lomdash of Art. That from the fact that the Torah says you're not allowed to chametz around from 12 o'clock and on, it's a right, you're not allowed to eat it because it's not mistavel, that it's up with mutati. You have to get rid of, maybe. Ula, Epshir. I once heard from Rav Asher. He said a humongous chiddush in Rashi. Rashi doesn't say Tosis, he doesn't say the Ramban. So what did Rashi mean? How does Rashi and Daftal Alf know that you're not allowed to eat from Erev Yontif? And he doesn't mean Rabbi Yehuda, because he doesn't mean the pasuk of Rabbi Yehuda. How do you know? Merkatesi. So I once heard from Rav Asher that he wanted a taina that in this Rashi state a humongous chiddush, which I'm going to expand afterwards. He wanted a taina like this. Rashi held that there are three mitzvahs which involve chometz: Tashbisu, Vayira, and Issur Achila. The Ran on Daf Beis Med Aleph. In the middle of the Ran, Akav Orcha asks, why is the Bayer all by chametz? This is a topic we never spoke about till now. We don't find Bayer all by other Averis. By Chazit, there's no Bayer all. By Klaim, there's no Bayer all. There's no Bayer all by other Isurim. What's up with this Bayer all? Says the Ramban, the Ran, B'toich HaDvorim, that there's a time of the Krah, a Deraisa, that Shema Yavol Ochle, people might come to eat it. The Ran over there has a tzad that means Deraisa, the love of Bayro by Motze is a derivative of the Issur Achila. It's a spin-off of the Issur Achila. He doesn't say for sure. He has a tzad like that. He says maybe. Maybe the Issur Bayro, which is very unusual by Chumash. We don't find it in any other Dover also in the Torah. He says, you know, of Isra Achila. He bought it Isra Achila. And people are like Bedil, I mean, people eat Chametz all year. So the Torah also by Rabbi Motzeh. Whether it's like that or not, I wanted for Rabbi Oshie, wanted a Taina, a new Pshat and Rashi, a third Pshat, why according to everybody, now let eat Chametz and Erev Yom Tov. Because if the Torah went ahead and said there's Tashbisu, that means the whole package of Yisurim all kick in. It's one for all for one. Chametz has Tashbisu, Bayra, and Isra Achila. Those are the three characteristics of Chametz. If we find that this Tashbisu that kicks in on Erev Yom Tov, it was Pashat that you have Achivalsi. You won't get Malkus, by the way. Because for Malkus, you have to have a Mufurash Alav. You don't have a Mufurash Alav. Correct, Rabbi Lani? You're about to ask that. Correct? That you don't have Malkus. You don't have Malkus, because there's no Mufurash Alav in the Torah. At the end of the day, it's learned out of Tashbisu. But Lamaise, at the end of the day, it's one package. That's what Rashi doesn't have to say anything. Rashi is a Mavel Tikazak. You have to get used to the idea. You know what Rashi says in Dalav and Alav? Rashi says, Osisha and Chavez Dav Zivchi, you now let me come with their Pesach. Why not? Machlek is later on to Bryce. I understand. Surprise later on, it's a clear machlekes. The Gemara over there invests a blot to explain what the machlekes is. The answer is that's on Malkus. That's whether there's loisaiklu or not. But the fundamental zach that there's an isser is a package deal. The minute you learn out tashbisu, that's the minute I learn out there's a machilu. That's a nifl dik of shat. That means it comes out, if that's true, if he's right, and I'm going to show you in a minute where there's a big market to what he's saying. We have three rishonim who said that according to Rav Shimon, you're not allowed to eat Erev Pesach. Tosfos says, because it's lacking the Maisash Bosa. It's not called a Maisash Bosa. The Rabban says, along the Shavarot, that it's a Svara. If the Torah said Tashbisu, the stump of the Torah didn't say Tashbisu on something that you're allowed to eat. There's nothing wrong with the Chepta. And the third Pshat is the Pshat against it. It's not a Gilui. Tashbisu is a riot to the Tzvachila. It's a package deal. All these Surah of Pavchum, it's come together. It's either it's all or none. 1 second. What do you say? That's the Pshat of Rav Asher said in Rashi. Oh. If he's said Rav Asher, he has a teretz on the Ksaviyat of Rashi. It's the other side of the coin. There's the Ksaviyat of Rashi. What did the Ksaviyat of Rashi say? That the Rabbeinu David and the Ram Chalava attacked ferociously. What was the Ksaviyat of Rashi? Let's go back. There was a Ksaviyat of Rashi that said the other side of the coin. What was the other side of the coin? More by us on Dalam of Bay, he asked the Kasha, how do you know Tashbisu's from the afternoon? Said the Ksaviyat of Rashi, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no Kasha. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's Isra Achila. The other side of the coin. There's a Ksaviyat of Rashi on Dalam of Bay, that's what the Gemara began the search to prove that Ach, B'yom Rishon Tashbisu means Erev Yom Tov. That's only according to Rabbi Shimon or Meir slash Meir Shimon, who holds there's no Isra Achila. Says the Ksaviyat of Rashi, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds there's Isra Achila Erev. Pesach, for sure you have Tashbisu. That's the other side of the coin. Correct me, I'm Chalav, for you may have done it. My name is Asina, just because the Yisra Achila says the Yisra Tashbisu. So Rav Asher, if he says it's Niflamoid, it's two sides of the same coin. This is what we call the package deal. According to Rabbi Yehuda, holds it's an Yisra Achila Erev Pesach. That means that the package deal of Chametz starts Erev Pesach. The package deal starts Erev Pesach, that comes along, everything comes along for the ride. I'm saying an astounding fact. According to the Ksaviyat of Rashi, if you'll ask me, how do I know Tashbisu means Yom Rishon? Erev Yom Tov, Yom Rishon means Erev Yom Tov. This is what I mean. This is Achila Erev Yom Tov. A statement of Tashbisu means Erev Yom Tov. That's when Pesach starts. Pesach starts at 12 o'clock when Chometz is Aser. And there's a package deal. There's Achila, there's Bayra, and there's Tashbisu. So says the Ksaviyat of Rashi, which is a Rashi that took Gedolei Rishonim wrote down, that according to Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's an Isra Achila Erev Yom Tov, we don't need the whole blot. Mitafnish the whole blood. Because if I know that there's an Isra Achila Erev Yom Tov with a lav, Pashtemantach, I says Achmi Yom Rishon, Rishon means Erev Yom Tov. Rishon means Erev Yom Tov because we know that all the dinim kick in, the package deal kicks in. And Hayetzim is Varenius, we have a double shalom over here. We have two Rashis which are very shver. One is our Rashi, one's a Ksaviyad. One Rashi says that from Tashbisu and Leisishchad I learned out that there's an Isra Achila Erev Yom Tov. I have another Rashi in the Ksaviyad that says that if there's an Isra Achila Erev Yom Tov, I don't need a whole blood. Two sides of the same coin. One Rashi says in the Ksaviyah that once I know there's an Isra Achila according to Rabbi Yehuda because of the Soichal, then I don't need this entire plot to go teach me that there's a Tashbisu from Erev Yom Tov. I have another Rashi, not the Ksaviyah, who says the other way around, that if I know there's Tashbisu, then I know there's an Isra Achila according to everybody. Said Rav Asher, the two things complement each other. It's all one Shtickle Torah. Rashi holds that there's a package deal called Tashbisu by Ron Achila. And that's why, by the way, Rashi Miksav Yad didn't say anything. Rashi said no sugya. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the sugya doesn't start. Vashtemen dachar. There's a yisur achilah. Vashtemen dachar. Tash mizu kicks in. And likewise, the Rashi Talmud Aleph who says, and once I know tash mizu kicks in, then I know the yisur achilah kicks in. Not because of Tosfos who says chisar in the ma'isash balsa, and not because of the Ramban that it's a raya. Because if this tash mizu has to be that it's aser, all the dinim go together. One second. What do you say? He asked me that if after Chomach Avol HaPesach would there be Tashmisu according to Rabbi Yehuda? You want to know? It's a good title. Here's Lambazin. It's a good R. He asked me according to Rabbi Yehuda. You don't mean according to us. Not according to Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the world is Issa Chomach Avol HaPesach. Is there going to be Tashmisu or Gam that is not Pesach Bechal? That's the answer. Remember the answer to your question. That's okay. But you have to know. One second. It's a good R. Once for a Rabbi Asher, he said, I'm worried to Gazach Lefiza, a dover nifla mamish. In the beginning of Perek Elo Ibrim, and Daf Mem Beis, in the beginning of Perek Elo Ibrim, the Mishnah over there speaks about the Elo Ibrim. So the Mishnah over there speaks about other types of chametz that we haven't dealt with till now. Chametz Nokshe and Chametz Taruvas. Chametz Nukshe is chametz that's not royal achilah. It's a low level chametz. Taruvis is not chametz be'en, it's chametz be'taruvis. Rashi over there says something very strange. Elo Oivrin says Rashi, the Oivrin by Rabbi Mosi. Chametz Nukshe, chametz be'taruvis, chametz Nukshe, which is not royal achilah, it's a low level chametz. And taruvis is not be'en, it's mixture. So Rashi says over there, Elo Oivrin means by Rabbi Mosi. Taisus over there and older Rishayim yell at Rashi and say, well, by Rabbi Motzei, listen what they ask. The Gemara over there says in the Furish that in order to be chayyeh for achila, you have to have a special ribui that chometz nuksha, which is not edible, and chometz mitarubis, which is not be'en, you have a special xeris hakosa that you're over for eating it. That's when you won't be over for eating it b'chal. This is machmetzos loisachelu, we learn out of a pasuk. A kol machmetz is you're over even on chometz nuksha, which is not edible, even on tarubis, which is not chometz be'en mamish, you're over. Frak Taisus. No, you have a reboot for what? It's very nice. You have a reboot for Achil. You don't have a reboot for Bayer Rabbi Motzei. A world war, yeah? Is there a Vera of Bayer Rabbi Motzei? Guy has Tarovis in the Adzo. It's all types of Chomets, by the way, which is Tarovis. Cornflakes is Tarovis, by the way. It's not Be'en. It's a mixture. There's Chomets mixed into it. It's not Chomets Be'en. Is there Bayer Rabbi? Rashi says, yeah. Taisa says it can't be. All these types of what we call soup based Chomets all need a reboot. The reboot is for Achil, not for Bayer Rabbi. Hamei v'yavol, the Fizes said, Rabbi Motzei, it's Niflamoid. Rashi holds that every time you have a ribui for achila, kicks in all the dinim. It's niflamoid. Rashi holds that every time you have a ribui for one of the three, all the dinim kick in. So that's what we said from two sides. Rashi could hold that if you have tashbisu, we know there's isra achila. And in the ksav yad, Rashi says, if you know there's an isra achila, I know there's tashbisu. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, holds an isra achila because of a lav, I don't need a pasuk for tashbisu. And according to Rabbi Shimon, holds the pasuk of tashbisu, I know that you're also for achila. Said Rabbi Asher. So what happens if I have chametz nuksha and chametz aydei taruvas, which is sub base chametz, it's low level chametz, and I have a special pasuk, another pasuk that teaches me you're not allowed to eat it. By the way, there's no chorus on it. Says Rashi, Ohi Mahir Rabbi Motzei. Fact Tosfos, fact all the Rishonim on Rashi. What do you mean? How do you know you have a Mahir Rabbi Motzei? You need a special ribui. The answer is once there's a ribui fachita, automatically Mahir Rabbi Motzei kicks in. And Tosfos l'shitasa, he holds not like that. How do I know Tosfos holds not like that? Because Tosfos in the Chof Ches, when he comes to explain why Tashbisu is a Gilo and Achila, he says a Balabata Shavart, because it's Chisar in the Mice of Tashbisu. It's a Chisar in the Mice of Tashbisu. It's a Chisar in the Mice of Tashbisu. The Seder. So that's why you can't eat it Erev Yomtov, because when you meet, according to Tosfos in the Chof Ches, there's really no Issur to eat on Erev Yomtov. Just how it is, if you're going to eat it, you're not being Mekayim Tashbisu, like we said before. If you're going to eat it, you're not being Mekayim Tashbisu. No. So just because I have a Pasuk that goes ahead and tells me that you're not allowed to eat Chometz Nukshe, it's not a right, so that means we call them all shekels to each other. But Shitas Rashi all over is Ayyotim in Dvarenu, is we have a Nukshah and a Rashi in Daftal and Aleph. When Rashi says that there's an Isra Achilo, what Rashi means to say is, once I know this Tashbisu, or I know you're not allowed to have Chometz around because Losisha and Chometz Dam Zivchi, once I know that, so all the Isurim kick in. It's all one package deal. And therefore it goes two ways. If there's Isra Achilo, I know this Tashbisu. If there's Tashbisu, then I know this Isra Achilo. That's Niflamoid Mamish. Thank you. And that could be a yishuv. Because I want to explain what I just did. I went here for it. I'll explain. The Rishonim brought down a Rashi in Ksav Yad who said an astounding thing. Rashi said that according to Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's a lav of Leisoichel on Erev Yontif from the time of Shchitas Chametz. I know for sure Tashbis of it's Erev Yontif. And the Rishonim all raised an eyebrow and said, "Besedi, not allowed to eat it. Who says it's Tashbisu?" By the way, that kasha is a gefrelach kasha. Just because you're not allowed to eat it says it's Tashbisu. That's a pelot on the Ksav Yad. So what I'm saying is, I have a halfway heart. Halaya anyway have a Shver Rashi the other way around. Have a Rashi who says that once I know Tashbi Yisrael, you can't eat it. What's the reason why? If he meant the Ramban, then I don't have a Teretz. But if that Rashi who says that once I know Tashbi Yisrael, I know Achila because it's all one package deal, then I can go back and say Pshat and Miksav Yad. That if I know Achila, I know Tashbi Yisrael. That means, if the Rashi who says by Yosef before Shadal and Aleph that when there's Tashbi Yisrael, I know there's an Isra Achila, he meant, for example, like the Tosfos on Daf Chof Ches, or he meant like the Ramban who says you can't have Tashbisu without having Yisra Achilo. So that explains why Tashbisu is a right to Achilo. That doesn't explain why Achilo is a right to Tashbisu. But if the Pshat and the Rashi and Dalet and Aleph is that Tashbisu is a right to Achilo, why? Because it's all one package deal. Tashbisu and Achilo come together. That's why Tashbisu is a right to Achilo. So then I have the liberty of saying the other way around. That Achilo is a right to Tashbisu. And once I know this Yisra Achilo, then automatically I know there is a Tashbisu. That's Nifla Moir, Namita Shal Torah. So the Rashi on Dalmat Aleph is the key to answering the Ksav Yad. Just have to know what is the Pshat. We have other Rishayim who says different Pshat than why Tashbisu is a right to Achilo. But if that's the answer, why Tashbisu is a right to Achilo, then we have a Yeshua for the Ksav Yad. And it comes that we have a new Shitas Rashi, Legabi, all these things that we've been talking about. So what are you asking? What was the kasha?
How do you know you can put the kind
of
when there's no
Tashbisu
from the beginning of the
death? Because it says, because Rashi learned that the word, because of Bittul, first of all.
But without the blood.
It's not without the blood. Everything's with the blood. Rashi and Dal is according to the blood. Rashi's going after the blood. What does Rashi say? How do I know the Isra Achila from 12 o'clock or not? Because it says, Leshuskar, an Achim Rishon. It's quoting the blood. I'm seeing you. Rashi and Dalman Alf is after the whole blood that we just learned. Huh? I don't know what you want.
I mean, the beginning at Alay, you don't have Tashbisu
in the Sishkar.
You have Tashbisu, you don't have
the Isra Achila. You don't have the Isra Achila. So that's not a kasha, by the way, because the Isra kicks in. So from the time that all the Isurim kick in, the Mitzvah kicked in before, and the Pasuk says you do it, you start from the morning, but the red line is when you can't push it off anymore. That's not Akasha. Tomorrow, Mr. Shem, for the next week or two, we're starting the central sugya of the Perek, which has very, very deep array, both the Gabi Pesach and the Gabi Chodesh Mishpat in general. Very, 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 very deep array. We're going to go into it slowly starting tomorrow. The sugya starting is the sugya of Lacha. What type of chametz are you ever by Rabbi Matzion? Which has two parts to it. The first part deals with, do you have to own the chametz or not? What's called owning it. We're going to go into a whole thing called Achrayis, which has the ramification for Lacha. The second issue that we have to see is, besides owning that we only mentioned by Sirachal Maske, but we now have to see it inside, with all the chakras and all the ramifications and all the combinations of the case. Tomorrow I'm going to say a psicha to the sugya, follow the mamakrimis carefully.